More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Your kids, if you have them, have probably been on a field trip to see the fish displays at the MK Nature Center in Boise, or you've seen them yourselves. Well, now the center is expanding its educational footprint with more classes for adults in things like nature photography and protecting Idaho's rivers. So joining us now is superintendent of the Morris and Knutson Nature Center, Victoria Runno. She's a conservation education supervisor with Idaho Fish and Game. Victoria, nice to have you on the show.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for the invitation. It's always a pleasure.
Okay, so for folks who may not have stumbled across the MK Nature Center, maybe as they've been walking or biking on the Greenbelt, can you tell folks about it?
We are a little gem here in the middle of downtown Boise, right along the Greenbelt and Boise River, as you mentioned. We're a little over 4.5 acres of property, and we've got some nice walking paths. We've got viewing windows for folks to view fishes of different species. It's a nice little habitat spot, so we actually attract a lot of different wildlife, from mule deer to bobcats to a wide variety of songbirds. It's just a great little spot to kind of get away from it all and see part of wild Idaho, so to speak. And we are part of the Idaho Department of Fish and Game.
Yeah, and you get a lot of kids through there. I have to say, my kids not only have gone there on numerous field trips, it was one of their favorite places when they were little to go through. So with that said, why decide to really, you know, kind of expand it and start lectures for adults?
So the eating lecture series has actually been going on for a number of years now. We, of course, took a hiatus during the pandemic, but we've geared back up with that. And as many of us are aware, the population in the Treasure Valley is growing, and a lot of folks mm-hmm. are just fascinated about wildlife and wildlife-related issues and management and conservation, and they're new to the area. And so we felt that this would be a great way for these folks to learn about their new home, as well as folks who've lived here forever who may not realize that this critter's found here or this particular topic is important or interested in some sort of outdoor recreation pursuit that involves wildlife, such as wildlife photography or birding or things like that.
So I want to talk about some of the upcoming lectures you have going. You mentioned wildlife photography. You've got outdoor photography next Wednesday. So I'm assuming it's learning about photography.
Exactly. And it's going to be for any level of photographer, whether you're a beginner, someone who just happens to march around with their smartphone, or someone who really wants to get very, very involved with bigger equipment, bigger lenses, that sort of thing. But I think just getting folks out there and getting them some basic information of how to frame good photos, what to look for, and also some ethics on, if you see wildlife, how do you be a good wildlife photographer and take nice shots without impacting the animal?
And then in February, the talk is hunting as conservation. So why did you want to look at this topic in particular?
It's interesting because a lot of folks are not aware of the long-standing commitment of people who hunt to conservation. They kind of feel, oh, gosh, they go out and they harvest an animal, and what does that do? Well, hunters as a group and anglers as well have played an enormous role in wildlife conservation for many, many, many years in this country. And some of our more important acts, like the Migratory Bird Treaty Act and the Lacey Act, which deals with interstate wildlife wildlife movement, are things that hunters and anglers were really involved in. They recognized that market hunting, for example, in the early 19th century, was a real problem for wildlife species. So they banded together and said, hey, we need seasons, we need permits. And so there's a big, very committed population of hunters and anglers who are very interested in conservation. So this lecture is going to help folks understand that and why that commitment is important and how these folks do it and how these folks can get involved as well. Because you certainly don't have to be a hunter or angler to be interested in conservation or want to contribute to it.
Mm-hmm. And then in March, you're going to be looking at protecting Idaho's rivers. In particular, you're going to focus on the Boise River and how volunteers can get involved with that.
Exactly. And I think a lot of folks don't realize the number of partnerships and connections that go into a lot of these conservation projects. Fish and Game is an agency partners with obviously other resource agencies, but also with a lot of nonprofit groups who are all looking at the same common goal. And we find common ground where we can work together to benefit the resource, the wildlife that lives there, and ultimately the people who enjoy it as well. So these partnerships are incredibly important, and it's really amazing to see what they're doing. The rewilding project along the Boise River has just been amazing. The number of volunteers who've gotten involved planting and removing invasive species and putting up wood duck boxes. It's a really inspiring project to see that when you walk along the river and you see all these little plants and little cages. And so those partnerships are so important. I think this lecture is going to highlight some of those and why they're important and also how folks can get involved.
Are you hoping that these classes get folks thinking about the MK Nature Center really as a place where anybody can learn about, you know, nature, but you know, Idaho's, I think, unique nature as well?
Absolutely. I think, you know, we have a lot of folks who feel that way already anyway, but to offer specific programs geared towards adult, I think just simply helps spread that message more that, hey, this isn't just a great place to bring your kids or for your kids' classes to come. It's a fun place for adults to come and learn new things as well, make new friends, find new volunteer opportunities. So we're always excited when these lecture series start. They generally are all fall and winter, and we take a hiatus in the summer, although we have done some really, really fun evening lecture programs on bats in the summertime, and we're hoping to do one this year as well. So it's just a neat opportunity to engage an audience who might otherwise not think that this is a place for them that to come and really learn something.
So, Vicki, I'm almost out of time, but do people need to register to come to these lectures?
They do not. They are free and open to the public, and they start at 6:30 in the evenings on the dates, and folks can just look on our website or social media to find out what's going on.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed. Because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to Life Kit from NPR.